This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some cans of Haze from Salamoth as we recap the 10th anniversary Metropolitan Party. All that and more on this week's episode. Dude, these last 3 weeks of the week, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And it feels like we have not done this show for years.
I'm like, dude, we did this show last week. It was like, no, we had guests. I'm like, who do we have last week? And like, oh yeah. Chingo DiPello. One City Films was here.
One City Films with Fuck Your Hair.
Fuck Your Hair coming out this weekend.
Right. Yeah. So that was fun with them. I think it was just a departure from our normal show. So.
Yeah. We break format and then we're like full frontal guest, whoever the guest is.
Yeah. And most of the time those are featured on like, or focused on a brewery person or someone who's hosting an event so that their movie revolves around beer, but we weren't like drinking the beer. So
it was different.
Yeah, it was different.
Which
it
is cool though. I like it. You know,
sure.
Yeah, mix it up.
Mm-hmm. And we got to kill some of the stragglers that were in the fridge.
There's a Christmas ale from Bell's.
Freedom of Speech.
Freedom of Speech. Two different Freedom of Speeches from Rev. The Cherry Pie Hopper from Alarmist.
Right, which they just came out with the Blueberry Pie Hopper.
Blueberry Pie Hopper.
Yeah.
That's
sounds pretty good.
What are they on over there with these pie hoppers, man?
Yeah. So we got rid of some of those, and now we got some new fresh beer from Salamoth on this episode. Strange Old Woods.
Yeah, man. This is we're in the four pack tall boy slap a beer bottle label on a can era.
Mm-hmm. But different labels too. They're not even like they even go every label's the same. They're all a little different.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Salamoth, 6.5%. This is their haze. You know, last time we had a haze from them, it came in the little 12-ounce cans, and we were talking about how murky it looked, how we just didn't like the way it looked.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like kind of like dingy.
But this one looks good.
This looks great, yeah.
A little more, I would say, on the darker side than like your bright orange juice, but it's tasting nice. It's kind of more mellow, like it's just like a good beer. It's not like, oh, it's so juicy, it's overly hot. It's just like, oh, this is refreshing and good.
Just herbal enough to not be overly juicy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right, man. Every one of these this is like a whole little portrait here, man.
Right.
Yeah. Like a whole little portrait of you know,
outdoors.
What do you call that? The Aurora Borealis or something.
Yeah, the Northern Lights.
The Northern Lights. Looks like the Northern Lights in the air. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good looking can. This is a good beer too.
Yeah. So this just got released. It's also over at Binny's now. That's where I picked it up. Yeah. And I was telling Nick before I went, before we started, I went into Binny's, and that is not a quick trip anymore.
Oh, dude.
Like, I'm gonna grab some beer. Unless you know, I just need this thing. And but no, I look at everything. If they would have had Little Buddy, I would have got that. Oh, but that was sold out. and so I ended up with this and something else we'll probably drink next week.
It's not a quick trip. You know every brand, and the ones you don't know, you're like, well, when did they get here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a thing going to the store. You can't just go pop in and out.
No.
Yeah, unless you're going to like, you know, a shitty like United Liquors or something, right? Like, you know, those kind of shops.
Right.
Then it's like all they got is Lagunitas and Red anyway.
Yeah.
So you're just like, which one's fresher? I'm going with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So since we didn't talk last week about our events, we should step back for a minute before we dive into a recap of the Metro 10-year party, which was pretty fun, but we'll get to it.
10 years.
It's a little tease for you.
Right on.
So a couple weeks ago, I went out to Short Fuse.
Short Fuse. This is in the burbs, in the northwest burbs?
Right. Why am I saying Tinley Park? It's right off the Rosemont stop.
Schiller Park.
Mm-hmm. I pictured this as, when I hear Schiller Park, never knowing where it was, I thought it was way farther.
Yeah, I'm picturing like industrial, this is, all I'm picturing is like right, like one or two exits before you hit like O'Hare.
Right. Yeah. They said there you are. I think on their website, it says they're 5 minutes probably from a cab from O'Hare Terminal. So if you had like a really long layover, you could go there. Mm. They're the Rosemont stop on the Blue Line. It's a mile walk or drive from that. So you could take the Blue Line up there pretty easily and walk down there. So
that's clutch, man, if you got like a little time before a flight and you don't want to be too far away from the airport.
Right.
That's clutch.
I went in and had a couple beers. It's been like 2 weeks now. I can't even remember what I had, but the space is giant.
I'll tell you what you have.
All right, just checking Instagram. Everyone should be following us on Instagram. Always posting those sexy beer photos.
So sexy.
But the place is huge. There was a handful of people there.
Oh, the Goodness Shakes Extra Strawberry Milkshake IPA.
Right. So they had the vanilla. I think they had vanilla, strawberry, and one other one that day. I tried the vanilla, and it was like too much vanilla. I got like a little taste because I was like, oh, I'll take the Goodness Shakes. And he's like, oh, which one? Strawberry or vanilla? I was like, well, I love strawberry, so I'm going to go with that. But he's like, oh, I'll give you a taste. Vanilla, it tasted so much like just too much vanilla extract in there, which some people dig, some people don't. I was just like, this is too much vanilla for me.
Yeah, man. You know, I had vanilla Deeth, which I was cool on. Then I had vanilla BCS. Mm-hmm. I'm up in the air on vanilla now. I used to be all in on vanilla.
Yeah.
You know, like ever since that vanilla from what's that crew in Tulsa, Oklahoma, man, that does the birthday bomb series, man.
Oh, Prairie?
Yeah. Ever since I had something vanilla from them, ever since then I've been picking up on like confectioner sugar and vanilla, and it's just I'm not in on vanilla anymore.
Yeah, for some reason I don't necessarily know how Short Fuse does their shakes series, but it tasted more like vanilla extract than vanilla bean. I love vanilla bean, and I think maybe that's what's missing. I know we had the Goose Island has vanilla in one of these last variants.
Yeah, not vanilla rye. I think it's just vanilla BCS.
Oh, vanilla BCS, yeah. And that uses vanilla bean.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come off as confectiony, as you say. It comes off more, I don't know, earthy tasting. I think that's the vanilla I like more than vanilla extract.
Yeah.
But the strawberry was pretty good. It was my second beer. I first went with like a Kolsch or a Pilsner. It's kind of a lot. It's a lot of sweetness.
You had a very concerned look on your face when you said that.
I was like, kind of, I would have loved to have something else, but I was also driving. Yeah. I was just like, you know what? I think I'm good. This is like my sugar. That's enough for me right now.
Yeah.
But space is nice. They have a nice food and brunch menu, so I'll probably go back there because huge lineup of beers.
Yeah,
and they're pretty nice too.
Yeah, there's like a Beverage Institute of America, and they're the local organization. And they have these international beer awards every year. And Short Fuse did really good in one of their categories for one of their IPAs.
Nice.
Yeah, I want to say it was their Haze, like last year.
You can pick up their beers in those Tallboy 4-packs. At the stores, I know we've done one on here, the Juicy Lucy Juicy.
That's the one. That's the one that did good.
Juice Loose or Lucy Juicy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Something like that. So Short Fuse, right outside the city, really easy to get to. I recommend it.
How'd you like the space?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
They have a little store when you walk in. They have a parking lot, which is nice because
everybody don't have a parking lot.
Yeah, but once you're kind of in the suburbs, you got places to park, so that's nice. So I could see I'll go back, maybe not dying to go back right away, but I'll be back.
That's cool. I got a thing in Rosemont coming up, and now you're giving me some ideas on what to do, like, you know, if you still feel like partying.
Yeah, check out. And if you're coming in and you're going to like the convention or you're staying at a hotel there, that's like right there. You could walk it, or you just grab a Lyft or an Uber, and probably like what, $5?
Yeah. Right on.
That was the only thing I wanted to mention from the last couple weeks that I went
to. For sure. I think I laid low the last couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty quiet. Okay. Well, then the Metropolitan Party. I think that's
Metro 10, Lager Life. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Lager Life.
Right. That's the biggest thing we went to over the last couple weeks. And I know we've been hyping it up for a while since we did that interview with Tracy and Doug and the Lost Boys.
Yeah. The first thing that jumps out at you and when you walk into the space was the life-size cutouts of the Lost Boys. And they're all like topless, right?
Yeah.
And then Doug, who's in full lederhosen. No cutout of Tracy.
Right.
No. It was cool, though. This was, you know, like, that whole complex, you know, has been under construction for so long, and then, like, getting to see more of it. Like, I know that Metropolis is there, but I've never been in there. But seeing this huge space, you know, and it's adjacent to the tap room, so this party wasn't even in the tap room. But it was, like, such a dope space. And then all that glass along the back wall with the river right there. Very nice setup. And then we forget that, you know, they mentioned it in the pod that it's, like, the crew behind Bridgeport Arts Center that put this place together. You know, we're talking to Heather Cundert, who, you know, actually helped arrange the pod for us there. And she was saying that that space, size-wise, is about the same size as the old Festival spaces were. Remember Carmichael's Steakhouse, about that size. We ran into one of the brothers from Burr City, John Saller.
Yeah, and we talked about that space for a little while,
he was saying it's his old space, the one he just moved from. This event space we're in is about the size of his old brewery.
That's crazy. Like, as the Jay's potato chip factory.
Yes.
Or Lay's or Jay's?
No, I think it's Jay's.
Okay.
Yeah, Lay's is the big one. That's the Frito-Lay one. Jay's is like the Chicago one.
Oh, okay.
Like the Flamin' Hot Popcorn, shit like that.
Oh, okay. I guess I always saw both of them, I was like, that's ridiculous that there's Lay's and Jay's.
But it was cool, man. It was cool to see that part of the complex. Mm-hmm. You know, all brick, all glass, dope space. Yeah. Bow truss, ceiling, all that shit.
While we're on Burnt City, we should mention, can we say who's going to be? I think we can. It's kind of public. And he was telling us.
They're a go in a month, right? You said like March 25th or something.
So it's in this new space near where's Hubbard Cabes. Unani was.
So like 400 North on Ashland.
Yeah.
So just south of Ashland and Grand.
So it's Burnt City, it's not Burnt City anymore, is it?
It's still Burnt City.
Oh, I thought they were changing their name.
No, really?
Oh, no?
It used to be Atlas.
Yeah, it used to be Atlas.
Now it's Burnt City.
For some reason, I thought they were changing their name. But anyway, Burnt City, Bulldog, and Around the Bend.
Yeah, and I think they mentioned something about, I always thought it was a four top. But I think my understanding was, and you know, this is all, you know, we're all drunk at a Saturday night party. But it sounded like instead of it being a four top, the third one was just going to be the fourth one was just going to be like an invitational thing.
Right.
They're going to invite folks to come out and party with them and and have nonstop special batches.
Or if you're someone that's maybe an experienced brewer or a home brewer that's trying to get in the game, but you don't have the space, don't have the time yet, and you kind of want to be like, oh, here's Nick's ale. Yeah. Check it out. But he doesn't really have a place yet.
Nick's Lonely Guy Belgian Barley Wine.
Dry hop Belgian Barley Wine. you can do that. So it's going to be – that'll be interesting. And I think that will help all three of those breweries because it's always going to mean there's new things there. Like not to say they need help, but – it just drives more people in the door like, oh, I kind of want to know what you got on. Like, who's the guest?
Yeah.
And I will have whatever stout it is or whatever. And
no one else is over there, you know, because that's right in the Chicago Brewing District. Nobody else is doing that. You know, On Tour, Goose, all those guys, Cobra Lounge. They're just kind of doing their own thing. Well, I guess, the contract brewer, Grant's Great Central, they got everybody they brew for is on tap over there. I like the idea of having, you know, stuff you can only get there. Being like part of the focus.
Yeah.
I can dig that. And I'm happy for them because I like their stuff, but I would never, I don't know if they had a taproom out there. But even if they did, that's just not a part of town that I would get to. You know what I mean? You're talking like 95th and like Halsted, you know?
Right.
Like, and it's just, you know, like I'm more likely to go over to Chicago Brewing District. I'm just over there more, you know? So
now your role when you go over there is going to be probably, this is how I would set it up. You go to the Burnt City Bulldog Around the Bend first.
Yeah.
Then you come around and you go to Forbidden Root, get lunch.
Okay. Okay.
And then you make your way back, go to On Tour, Goose, Great Central, Finch, if they'll let you.
If they got a tap room, yeah.
And then you end it for dinner and music at All Rise.
There you go. That's not a bad route.
Did I miss anyone? No, that was everyone. Yeah. That would be the route I would take if I was like, We're doing it all day.
That's a good call. Yeah, because you want to get going at and then get food at the second stop.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good call. There, I like that.
There's only two spots that are going to have food. They're both going to be on Ashland. Or no, I mean, All Rise on Ashland and then Forbidden Root, which is on the edge of the Brewing District.
But it's doable.
Yeah.
It's doable from there. I like how you're bringing that in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
But they are the kind of the food option for the Brewing District. Like
probably the best food of the, all the stops we named. Yeah, probably the best food.
All Rise is like decent bar food.
You know, tater tots. All right.
But back to Metro.
Oh, yeah. Here we are talking about the Metro party. But that was a cool part about the Metro party is that everybody was there. You know, we talked to, Josh Dees from Revolution. He's there. Kevin Carey from Beguile's there. You know.
Kevin's got a – he's headed to Beijing for the Beijing Beer Fest.
No shit.
Yeah. So this will be, I think, their second or third year of it. And we got to figure out how we, Chicago Beer Fest, can promote – Do China Beer Fest.
Man, I got my passport, man. I'm ready to rock, man. I'm a little nervous, but you've been, so.
I've been.
I was a little nervous until I talked to you about China. Just going somewhere where, you know, English ain't their first language. But now I'm cool about it.
China Beer Fest, you know. We can do it. If they want to put us up, we're down.
I'm in.
But that's going on. I'm sure no one from Chicago besides him is probably going, but definitely check it out. I would almost... think now if you're a beer person and wanting to go to Beijing could be a good excuse to go and try like legit craft beer in Beijing.
How the fuck did he get hooked up in that, man? It just this is what it is.
I don't know. You know people. That's cool. Yeah.
Man, yeah.
Strong network he's got there. Strong crew.
Gary Gullis from Alarmist was there. Mm-hmm. He's rocking a shirt that's a Metro shirt that says I was drinking Metro before it was cool.
Right.
That was great.
I know you got a picture. I didn't see that picture.
Because it was all blurry. I'm like, damn, I took two of these pictures. I suck.
That space was hard to get pictures in because there was lots of light, like lots of colored lights.
Yeah.
It was dark. Yeah, and you're drinking. It's just like it wasn't a good combination of for like good photos, but
yeah, photo booth in full effect. The Kyoto Black, which is the technique and the company that they use for their all year coffee beer program. Those guys were there pouring coffee.
Yeah.
Who was there? The Rattler was there with their pretzels and their sausage. Mm-hmm. And then you know, first beer I got was the Haas Helles.
Okay.
4.7% Hell's Lager. It might have been my favorite beer tonight for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah. Their 10th year anniversary was Common, was Chicago Common.
The 10th year.
10th year.
I was like going back and forth on this afterwards, and I feel like I've seen this beer before.
Oh, the Common? The California Common or Chicago Common?
Yeah. And was it called like Single Speed or something like that? No.
I just know their core lineup. I don't know their one-off stuff.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen this beer, but I could be getting it confused with a Spiteful Bike beer.
Yeah, and then well. So all their core offerings were there, and then there were variants on some of their stuff. So like Dynamo, I want to say, which was the copper lager. They modeled like the I guess there's a cocktail called the Grasshopper, right? Yeah. And you were talking to one of the boys about.
Yeah, I was talking to Logan.
Logan, yeah, and it's like it had cocoa.
I love a grasshopper.
Yeah, cocoa and mint in the Dynamo. Let's see.
I went to the place that invented the grasshopper in New Orleans.
I hadn't heard about the grasshopper till this party.
Because New Orleans, you know, cocktail capital of the world, right? Like they love to drink down there.
Tale of the Tale, the big cocktail fest there every year.
Yeah. So I went to the place that they came up with the grasshopper, and I went back twice, and it was basically a dive bar,
yeah.
But I got grasshoppers to go in a little plastic cup. You're walking down the street with your, you know, your little green glass of.
That would be my favorite part about New Orleans, just, you know, drinking outside, man.
Yeah,
let me walk down this cobblestone street.
So I was excited for that. Was it the Dynamo?
That was Dynamo with that was grasshopper.
It was okay.
There's crankshaft with chilies. These are firkins we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, the crankshaft with chilies, a lot of chili flavor, not a lot of chili heat, which I could appreciate, you know, in that with the lager backdrop, that was cool. Yeah, so every station had some core beers and some variants, right? And there were these different stations all around, and then food.
And then they had a favorite, the Jitterator.
Oh, man, the Jitterator.
The highest ABV beer
yeah.
of the night, clocking in, is it 8%?
Yeah, it's 8.5% Doppelbock.
I ran into a few people, and they're like, man, this Jitterator. I was like, yeah, it's so good, but it's 8%. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because they weren't shy. These sample glasses were, like, a little taller than, like, your regular 6 ounces.
Yeah, they weren't, like...
We were getting after it. I mean, I was telling Brad, I'm like, yo, man, I need to slow down. I'm a little, you know...
It was a lot of friends of Metro. Like, you weren't at that party if you were just a... Just an average beer drinker, right? You were there because you like Metro, you like the scene, you want to continue to be part of what they're doing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think people who were very appreciative of, like, you know, the guy from Patty Long's was there. The Bemiscuous guys were there. You know, it seems like everywhere I turned, I saw somebody I knew. Off-Color guys were there. Alarmist guys were there, yeah. I got the bitch about, like, Rogers Park and how the bottle shop and how I don't like them up there. I was talking to Josh Deeth from Rev, and he was saying that, he was telling me a cool story about how Randy Mosier, like, designed the first Revolution logo. Really? And Randy Mosier is, like, really into welding. So he's like, man, if you really want to, you know, get your tap handles and your jockey boxes together, you need to go take a class at, like, the Oakland Community College, an adult training class on welding. Like, he's telling me this bizarre story. Whoa. Yeah, but you're talking about, like, friends of Metro and, like, all these cool people at this party. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was a fun party. Yeah.
I think we ended the night talking to some of the Goose Crew.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Jesse from Mamba Q and a couple other guys that I forget their names.
You know them by face. Yeah, I suck with the names, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Goose Boys were there.
We had plenty of Bourbon County rumors.
Yeah.
We have been spreading this rumor of St. Patrick's Day, Bourbon County, which we know exists.
Yes, it existed in a six tool, you know, and they had it at the block party.
Right. We were saying that you might see it in Tallboy cans.
Yeah, and it'll be nondescript, so it'll have a goose on it, and it'll have a, it'll have a clover on it, and that's it.
Yeah, they kind of debunked this.
Yeah, they're kind of telling.
They're like, what? But I feel like
I think they're throwing us off.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Yeah. But and then they came back with all these other rumors.
They said there's possibly two other variants you will see this year.
Yeah.
Around.
Oh. That were unreleased.
That were unreleased variants.
They
that,
mentioned. Oh, go ahead.
That were I. It wasn't. There's just two other ones. I don't know if they're packaged. If they're Chicago only.
Yeah.
It could also be the. You know, St. Patrick's Day one.
Yeah.
It could be something else for another holiday. Because they got to have, you got to have a reason, right, to put these out. So what's it going to be? Like, they're going to have their, 31st anniversary coming up?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So something there. I don't know. But it sounds like there's two other variants that are.
It would make sense because, you know, Black Friday is just one day. And we talked about Revolution. And Revolution's really done a good job of, like, stretching out their Deep Woods series. And it's, like, it seems like the entire fucking season.
Right.
Like over, like, 2 months they got these releases.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, even, like, Boss Ryeway and, like, Straitjacket came out this week. But this is, like, the fourth week, different weekend. So you're talking about their releases all for 2 months straight.
Right.
And Black Friday is just one day. So if they did that, it would make sense because I kind of like Rev's approach. Rev's approach is fresh compared to just that. Everybody hang out on Black Friday thing.
Mm-hmm. I almost picked up some of those Rev beers. They were at Binnie's. I couldn't bring myself to drop the price.
That's going
to
set you back probably like $40.
Yeah.
Yeah, smooth 40.
It was. They had single cans out of like the regular Death Star or D-Star.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I had it. I don't need a new can.
Yeah. So. Cafe Deep is money, though.
It's good.
It is money.
It's good, but I was like, hey. But
yeah.
Back to Goose Island.
So Goose was there. What did we miss? Oh, there was a robots.
Yeah.
There was a robot wrestling ring at this Metropolitan event.
Did we miss anything that Goose told us, though?
What else did Goose tell us?
Rumors?
Oh, no. They dodged a bullet because they almost did a collaboration with R. Kelly for a Pitchfork. Yeah, because I think Chance the Rapper was a headliner that year that R. Kelly was there. And, there were talks about doing one with R. Kelly, and good thing they did. And apparently his studio is, like, right down the street from Goose. It's in between Goose and Bottom Lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was funny.
I feel like there was lots of gems tossed around with the Goose Highland crew that who knows what could happen. I want to see little tiny cans of 312.
That would make a lot of sense for them.
Like, not even the dry hop ones, like a... some other variant of 312 in tiny cans.
Yeah.
Like a spicy, like a go Ballast Point style with your Sculpin, do a 312 in tiny cans. Yeah. Like just like weird pocket beers.
I would love to see that. They got the Jack. They could do like, you know, how this Salamo thing has four different cans. You know, you could have four different flavors in the little four pack, tiny boys, little cans. Are we approaching the little can era? I think that's upon us. Here, man.
I love it. My favorite.
It's like little baby food cans. It's so funny.
I haven't even had any yet, and I love it because. Oh, we'll talk more about little cans here in a little bit because you picked up some little cans.
Picked up some little cans. All right. But Metro 10, they got a dope space, and you know they got this. We were telling them, you know, on the pod, like, hey man, you know, you guys are the band. I think you were saying, you know, and how they're just doing these classic styles. They crank it out. They don't really give a fuck what you think about it. And when's the last time you've been to like a killer Saturday night beer fest? I can't tell you the last time I've been to one in the cold weather like this. It was cool.
Right, and that almost all your friends are at. Like you know everyone. Like you could walk around. Like there was times where I was like, oh, I know that person. I'm forgetting their name. I'll have a few more beers and maybe say hi.
Yeah.
Like, things like that. You're just like, man, there was so many people there you recognize and just like, oh, hey, haven't seen you in a while. What's up? What do you think about this? Yeah.
Yeah. And they all felt the same way about this crew to come out and support them.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Cheers to those guys. I had a good time.
Yeah. There was I think if they were to do a big party like this again, which, you know, this was the 10-year. I don't think Metro doesn't do a yearly party. Yeah. Half Acre does a yearly party.
Yeah.
I don't think Metro does. I'm sure they do stuff at their tap room now that they have a bigger space. But we were saying that we would have loved to have seen maybe some of the people that have come up from Metro, like Off Color or Alarmist, having a beer there.
Yeah, alumni of the Metro. Because that was the one thing about Metro is that, you know, they open their doors and they enjoy having their space as a training ground. And those are two notable alums of their environment, the School of Hearst, as they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, because like Off Color's coming out with beers every week that I have no idea what they are. So maybe an offshoot of this party could include like the Sons of Metro, if you will. You know, that'd be cool. Or, you know, some lagers from across the city, just so we can have a proper discussion about the lager game across the town, you know, stuff like that. There's a lot of, I don't know, we're coming up with reasons to go back to this space because the space was cool. You know, right. And those would be some good reasons to go back.
I think the party for them, like celebrating Metro, was outstanding. Like they did exactly what they wanted to do. It felt like their party. They were the stars. But it was also a very snowy day, so that probably kept a few people away. But
and we're just fickle, you know? We just were like, well, all right, cool. This was great.
Yeah, I think like if you wanted to bring some of those non-Metro people into the like wheelhouse, be like, hey, Off Color got their foothold here, or Alarmist got started here. Like, remind people that these other breweries they're like lining up for, you know, they got roots here and we help that, and without us, I'm not sure they'd be as good.
It probably doesn't happen. That's very true.
Just thoughts on it, because I will say there was never a time at the Metro party where I was like, I'm tired of drinking this style of beer. Like, that didn't happen. Like, there are times where we'll go to FOBAP. Like, I'm tired of barrel-aged beers. I'm going upstairs to the Brewer's Lounge or the VIP area, and I want an IPA. Or I want a lager. And it's just like, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
At Metro, it was like, I went Flywheel, Jitterator, into the 10th gear, into the Doppelbach thing.
There's a barrel-aged version of that one, a blueberry version of that one. Yeah. They had a good range. They had a good range, and you could get straight coffee if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took a little time and just, you know, dab of my coffee into one of my barrel-aged beers.
Mm-hmm. We should have put coffee into each, like the Flywheel with coffee.
See what it was doing.
Yeah, Dynamo with coffee.
Yeah.
But.
So.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I liked it.
Nice. So speaking of these tiny beers, you went and picked up these Saint Laurent.
Yeah, man. Cheers to Saint Laurent. They're brewing at Beguile.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so these beers go to production, but they go to production on a Monday. And if you go to Beguile, you can get them on the Friday before they hit distro. That's the whole point in going. So I'm downtown. I pass Beguile anyway. Fuck it. We're going to Beguile.
Oh, so you go Friday.
We go Friday.
And they're
then
fresh.
They're new fresh. Beers. They're fresh new beers. They were saying that these beers going to sell at noon. And then, you know, I get there, it's like 4:30. And there might be four or five packs left.
People don't work anymore, do they?
I'm like, who's coming at noon, man?
Who's coming at noon? You don't have a job. And these beers are expensive.
Yeah, so it's you know, it's the week of tiny cans. It's in the news here. It's like, Little Ass Cans is a segment in the news. This Marshmallow Collier. Collier, the original, was a bomber last year. It's roasted peanuts and, you know, like cacao nibs, right? And an Imperial Stout. And this year, it's those things plus like vanilla and marshmallow. Marshmallow is a dominant here, so I don't really get the, you know, last year you kind of got the Reese's peanut butter egg vibe from this beer. And this year, marshmallow is out front, and everything else is kind of muted by that.
Oh, it's Easter beer. I forgot about Easter coming up.
But these are the cutest little cans, man. These little 8-ounce cans, I had to whip out the, you know, when you go to a distillery, they give you a little 3-ounce wine glass to try your whiskey in.
Okay.
Like Heaven Hill, that's what they hit you with. So I'm like, man, these beers are so damn little. We got to drink them out of these little-ass wine glasses, these little 3-ounce wine glasses we got. This shit was funny. Oh, but then in the same week, Hopewell's putting in Lil Buddy, which is a lager, in the same little-ass cans.
Yeah.
What's with these cans, man? And then these motherfuckers are charging the same price.
How much is Lil Buddy? Do we know?
I don't know.
I don't know on that, but I like this. I have said... probably to you, Nick, and my wife many a times. Like, there are times where I just want a sip.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I had a kegerator, this would solve this because I could just get a keg of something and be like, oh, I'll just have a half. Like, I want a little bit, but I don't want a whole beer. And I don't want a 12-ounce stout after all the time after work.
Yeah, commitment issues. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's commitment issues, and also, like, I have other stuff to do. Like, I don't want to just pass out from drinking. This isn't my plan every night.
Yeah, and I'm a shot in the beer guy. And mm-hmm. then like I don't need 12 ounces of a beer for this shot.
Right.
Yeah, I would like something with the shot.
And you want something sometimes better than a little Corona.
A Coronita.
Yeah. And you could keep those, like, sure, in your fridge. Then you might be a little embarrassed if you're like a hardcore beer person, someone comes over like, What's that?
I wish somebody would talk shit about my Coronitas. But then with the Coronitas, you could put the little tops on and then I saw them pepper shakers. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, and then they don't get cold. I mean, they don't get warm because they're so little. They don't have time to get cold. They don't have time to get warm.
And then now they're canned, so they make good pocket beers, which, you know, we can't. I wouldn't recommend.
Did you say pocket beer?
Like, you pop, especially in the winter, you have a jacket.
Yeah, that's true.
You should not be doing that. But you can.
Now that you mention it, man.
I'm just saying you can. So, yeah. Little cans.
Little cans are all the rage, man. It's cool. But I hope we see more of it.
Yeah, but keep the price point lower.
It was strange that the, these are, well, to be fair, that Collier was a 13.3% beer.
Yeah.
It was about roughly the same price as the Tall Boys were.
Okay.
You know, it's like roughly you get 40s little ass cans for the same like $15 that you would have got the 4 Tall Boy cans last year. But, you know, whatever. I'm a grumpy old man. Just noticing the price on shit. That's all. It's no big deal.
I think it's fun. Bring the price down a little bit. Even offer, like, I don't know. If it's a little cheaper than, like, oh, I could get this, I could get that. You know, I don't know. Cool. I like it.
Little cans, man. Oh, it was anniversary weekend, man. Maplewood, which apparently is on foot a half a mile from Metro. I didn't know that till this weekend.
Okay.
Maplewood celebrate their 4th anniversary this year.
Damn.
Yeah. So...
Only
I did
half a mile. I'm over here talking about 1 mile from the train to Short Fuse.
I was like, I didn't even know. Because, you know, yeah. So, like, you know, like from here, you know, Rev's the last stop. But, you know, Maplewood, Metro, and Rev Kedzie are a 3-way.
Yeah.
You know, which all sure. walk, all walkable. And the beer temple's right there, too.
Can't go.
That's right. It's like the dude... It's like the dude who wrote the jokes on the Chappelle show. The running joke was that he had a podcast and he never had Chappelle on the podcast. But he wrote all the jokes for Chappelle's show.
I thought about going before Metro Party because I was kind of like, it started at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I was like, I kind of want to like get out of here. I mean, I could go to the beer temple and have one before, but no.
So I'm at Maplewood, man. That's how my weekend started. Maple was one of these crews, man. Well, first of all, it's a lounge, right?
Yeah.
And it's true to the lounge aesthetic, right? Like, you know, when we left, we noticed there's a huge line of people because they don't let a lot of people in because their lounges aren't overcrowded. It's a chill vibe. You know, there's those little cute candles, you know, that kind of like...
Right.
You know, there's like, it's a distillery too, you know? And then, but then their glassware. The glassware game is kind of, it's pretty strong here. So like, you know, instead of having like little sample beer glasses, they're using like the little scotch glasses, the Glencairn joints. It's like 6 ounces. That's what they're pouring their samples in. You know, the Imperial Stout comes in a coffee mug. And they got these huge, gorgeous goblets to pour their anniversary beer in. You give them $10, you can take the goblet home. Like, you know, dimly lit, just a chill vibe, man.
Okay.
What I like about them is that they're doing all the cool hazy stuff, all the cool pastry stuff. For example, like the anniversary beer was this big pulpy. It's an 8% hazy beer. They dry hopped it 4 times, quadruple dry hop. You know, one for every year they've been in business.
Oh, okay.
You know? And then the Mexican Cuppa, which is basically a Mexican hot chocolate stout, right?
That sounds good.
Big, chewy, lots of coffee, lots of cinnamon. You know, all this jazz, right?
Okay.
Oh, but then But, you know, there's a duality there because, like, Pulaski Pils is one of their flagships, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, and they clean up. In the 4 years, man, they've won twice for their pale ale at GABF. And then this Fat Pug Oatmeal Stout took a bronze at GABF. So, you mm-hmm. know, they're not just hitting you with all haze. They're hitting you with some traditional styles that people respect, too.
Right.
And they're a fucking distillery. And they're a lounge that sits on a residential block. And they're so dope. I like them. Yeah. Oh, so I started there, man. I just want to say cheers to those guys. Oh, they got food now, which I didn't know.
Okay, yeah, they have food.
They have food before?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I just overlooked it.
It's like, it's par food. It's not like you're not getting anything good. Like,
it's like snacks, like cheese curds and fucking like flatbreads.
Do not go to Maplewood to eat.
Right.
Like, right. But if you need something, like maybe you're going to the movies and you want something beforehand or afterwards, it's a snack. Snack place.
They got proper warm snacks.
It's not a dinner.
No, they don't have dinner there. No, they got snacks. Good time there. That's the crew formerly known as Mercenary Brewing.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. But then, because that's an option when you check in that you're a mercenary brewery or distillery. But you know, Odell has a beer called Mercenary IPA. So they fired off that cease and desist.
Oh.
And now since they were on Maplewood anyway, they're like
okay.
Fuck it, we're Maplewood Brewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. They were for this year too. Cool. Damn, Brad, we're getting busy.
I know. And anything else you check out or hit up?
That's all I did, man.
All right. Well, was there a standout beer then from the last week? You were drinking some hits here with the Saint Laurent, the Metro, and the Maplewood. Was there like your favorite?
Man, what was my favorite? I'll tell you, man. At all the beers I had at Metro, the first beer I had, the Hells.
Okay.
The Hells was nice. 4.5%, easy, clean, proper fucking beer. Yeah, so I'm gonna probably go with that, man.
I'm still standing by Jitterator.
Yeah?
This is my favorite beer of the week. That beer is amazing. It has everything you want from a coffee beer because it tastes like coffee that has booze in it. It doesn't taste like a beer that has coffee in it.
Yeah, there's a difference.
It is coffee.
Yeah.
That is booze.
Good. And yeah, good coffee essence.
It showcases, I think, both Metro and I believe that's Metropolis, mm-hmm. but they're using the Kyoto style.
Right.
It showcases both so well, that's still my favorite.
Yeah. I remember having a sip of that, and I was thinking to myself, man, what are the best beers I've had this year? Because this has got to be on the list. It made me want to come up with a list of what my best beers were after I had that beer.
Whew.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Keep track for this year.
Right on.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Oh, events. We do events coming up. What? I was like, oh, news, and we're out. What is coming up?
Let's see, man. We got a few events, man. Let's start with Friday, the aforementioned Chinga Tupelo. This is a Chicago protest double feature at the Gene Siskel Theater. Mm. So Chinga Tupelo is obviously the Five Rabbit story. We had those boys in last week. And then the other film is a boycott film from 1963, Chicago public schools. They were protesting segregation. So 250,000 students walked out of schools in 1963. So that's a protest double feature. Then Five Rabbit beer is going to be poured before and after, and there'll be a Q&A as well.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, grab your tickets. Free beer.
Yeah, free beer. So, and then Saturday, the 26th, is Dino S'mores. Dino S'mores 2019. Coffee, sorry.
Oh.
Dino S'mores. Can you let Off Color live, man?
I was like, didn't they just release Dino S'mores?
That was my fault. I set it up wrong, man. Dino S'mores Coffee 2019 release.
Okay.
At the Mousetrap.
All right.
Yeah. So this year they are. It's a ticketed. It's ticket reservations. It starts at noon. They're using four letter words, Kenyan blend, nice. For okay. the coffee this year. So.
Hey, that's like where on these coffee beers and uppers and downers should be coming up here soon.
Yeah. One more event I wanted to talk about. Oh yeah, Winter Brew, which is the annual Square Kegs party. Up in Lincoln Square at the Donk House. So the Donk House is a 6-floor German event center.
Okay.
Floor 5 and 6 are where they hold this party. This is a $30 ticket. There's 2 sessions. Let's see, noon to 4, and then another session that starts at 6. So I went to that one year. That's like a really cool house party because it's like, you know, there's stairs that go between the 2 floors and the breweries are spread over 2 floors. Cool. Yeah. So that's happening this weekend. Yeah. So, yeah, those are the feature events, man.
All right. Yeah. So check those out. Grab tickets. We'll include links in the show notes and probably on Facebook. We usually share events there.
Mm-hmm.
News.
Yeah.
What's been happening?
We got a little bit of news, man. Let's talk about Beguiling Dry Hop. They're in the news this week. They released a collab called Cherry Waves. It's on tap at Dry Hop. So this is a 9% Imperial Brown with cherries and vanilla.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So cheers to those guys. Porridge Drinking is in the news, man, because they're doing this thing where, you know, we had Mike Zoller on the show and he talked about New Brew Sunday. So he's encouraging everybody. It starts this weekend.
This should be more of an event.
Yeah, it should be more of an event.
News.
Yeah. But I think what this is like, it encourages you to hit the hashtag and then go to somewhere you've never been.
Right.
Right. So that's starting this weekend that they're running that. Well, I think that's pretty slick.
Where would you go?
Where would I go?
Where are you going? Where would you go and where are you going?
Man, I'm glad you brought this up, man, because I got a buddy who they DJ out in Skeleton Key out in Woodridge.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, I'm like, I've never been there. And then, you know, I'm looking on the map and, you know, there's a ton of breweries out there. I've never even fucking heard of. So I wanted to play a game of, does Brad know these breweries?
Right? Okay.
Because I started digging and I'm like, dude, all right, so 25 West. Out in Bloomingdale. Do you know this brewery?
I recently saw someone post about this in the Chicago Beer Facebook.
Yeah. Then there's Afterthought Brewing in Lombard.
No.
See?
In Lombard.
Yeah, man.
Noon Whistle runs that game there.
Yeah, there's Noon Whistle territory, man. Gummies, man. I love those gummies. Maverick Brewing, which is in apparently a new brewery in the Chicago Brewing District at Damon and Walnut.
What?
Exactly, man. D&G Brewing in St. Charles.
No.
Elder Brewing in Joliet. Now, Joliet's kind of far.
I feel like I've heard of that, but okay.
Harbor Brewing up in Winthrop Harbor. Winthrop Harbor is one of the stops on the Metro between here and Kenosha, Wisconsin. So on your way to Great America, basically.
How's that brewery not going to get sued? Isn't there already like a harbor or something harbor?
Well, you know, fucking Maplewood started as mercenaries, so we see how that shit turned out.
I feel like
out.
There's like a Boston brewery called like something Harbor.
I feel like Harbor might not last. But you know, there's a Revolution Brewing in California.
Uh-huh.
It's super small. I tagged them on accident. I'm like, this don't make sense. And it was a California brewery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stockholm Brew Pub in Geneva.
Jeez, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last one is in Frankfurt, Trails Edge Brewing.
I'm not even sure where Frankfurt is. I can't know what's there if I don't think it's a place.
It's just south of Tinley Park.
Oh, okay.
Frankfurt's next to Tinley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's a crazy list. So
yeah, I'm not going. I'm not going to any of these places.
Yeah. All right. You're dodging the bullet here. Where are you going?
Oh, where am I
where
going?
Where would you go? And where are you going?
Okay. I'll tell you where I'm going. I'm going to Middlebrow.
To the new spot.
The new Middlebrow. Middlebrow opened this week.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's a good one.
Middlebrow's online. They're at 2840 West Armitage.
Okay.
So I'm trying to go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where would you go if you had all means for that day? Where would you head
for
out?
New Brew Sunday?
Yeah.
Dude, you know, I'm going to, you know, Berghoff changed their name this week to Adam Street Brewing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right downtown.
Okay.
So I'm a cop out, man. I'm probably going to Adam Street.
You go to Adam Street.
Going to Adam Street. Yeah.
If I had any means that I wasn't driving or maybe taking some other quicker route, I'd go to Scratch.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one.
Yeah. Damn. Where I'm going to go, I'm going to do Soundgrowler.
Right on.
I'm going to do 350 for lunch and then also hit up Soundgrowler on Sunday.
Beer Country, Tinley Park, Illinois.
I feel like I am not someone who watches the Super Bowl. There's no sports. That's the whole point.
No sports ball this weekend. Yeah, I think that's next week.
So, yeah, it should be nice and quiet. I'll go. I hear the food at 350 is pretty good. And then I'll hit up Soundgrowler, which is not too far from there.
Yeah.
And I believe, was it, what's the bar or brew shop down there? The couple.
Oh, yeah, the Open Bottle.
Open Bottle. They have they had that. It, was it last weekend or is it this weekend with Microphone?
Yeah, Take Back Sunday.
Take Back Sunday.
So it's like a...
Was that last weekend?
Last weekend.
Okay.
Sunday-inspired Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
So it's got sprinkles and peanuts and, you know,
so maybe all I'll, the pastry maybe stuff. Maybe I'll peek in there and see if...
Right on.
Since I'll be there.
Yeah, you already be there.
Yeah. So that's my... That's my hope for Sunday.
A lot to get into down there. And Barrel-Aged Vlad is being released this weekend out at Hailstorm, also in Tinley.
Right.
Tinley's a big town, though.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do Soundgirl. I'm going to skip. Man, should I do Soundgirl or should I do Hailstorm? I haven't done either.
I don't know.
What would you pick if you had to go to one or the other?
They're both dope. And they both have packaging, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. You're already out there. You might as well go to both of them.
But I'm already going to 350 for food because I don't think the other two spots have food, right?
Shit. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I would give Soundgrowler another spin. You're more likely to see Hailstorm stuff in stores.
Right.
So I would say Soundgrowler.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're getting more of a local feel.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll report back next week where we ended up actually going, which would be like, I went to peace.
Yeah, so I watched American Gangster again on fucking Netflix. cheers to Afro Beer Chick. She had a guest spot on a podcast called Girl Beer Sports. Yeah, that's cool. Oh, Flossmoor Station's in the news, man. They are offering free lunch for furloughed federal employees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so up to $15 lunch for free. Also, they'll give you a beer for $2.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Dark Lord Day tickets announced their sale date. They go on sale at noon on March 23rd.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Dude, you know what sucks that's in the news, man? I talked to Jerry Jankowski this week, the brewmaster at Goose.
Yeah.
He resigned from Goose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything anywhere on it. Yeah. Hmm. He's like, listen, man, I'm gonna go ahead and peace out. But no official word. I haven't seen anything. But
Is this more Goose rumors? This is official.
This might be official. I mean, I got
a lot of Goose news stuff.
I'm like, damn. Cause we were trying to get to Goose for Black Friday stuff.
Yeah.
And then we just never made it out. Yeah. Jared Jankowski is the former head brewer over at.
When's he supposed to go?
I don't know, man. He said he's done.
Whoa.
Yeah, he said he's done.
Something must happen.
He said, "Hey, listen, man. I just want you." It's apparently he resigned from Goose. That's the official word.
So stop emailing me.
Stop emailing me, motherfucker. I don't work there no more. I was like, "Well, Godspeed, man. I didn't get anything else." So he resigned. Oh, he designed the Black IPA from New Glarus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Blacktop.
Mm-hmm. And Moon Man. Moon Man was named after his cat.
Nice.
So he's got some chops in the Midwest. I'm curious to know what he does next. Last year we interviewed him and did the full lineup of BCS stuff.
All right.
Really good interview. That's one I would go back and listen to. Okay. I really enjoyed that one. All right. One more bit of news, man. The Jean Blanchett Awards were... Brad's looking at me like, what the fuck? Huh? The Jean Blanchett Awards were held in Chicago recently. So this is a Chicago-based awards ceremony for culinary excellence, right?
Okay.
They pass out a bunch of awards, right, for food and all that jazz. If We Care, the chef of the year was a dude behind Lula Cafe, Jason Hamill, right?
Hello,
been to Lula. I had a Virtue Cider event there once. It was cool.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, but Bar of the Year, Jared Rubens, Moody Tongue.
Whoa.
Bar of the Year at the Jean Blanchett Awards. So, nice. Cheers to him.
That was, if I had a... there's a revisit Sunday, which maybe we could start that. I would go to Moody Tong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that place.
One other bit of news. I saw that Miller Park in Colorado going to be renamed. No longer Miller Park.
Really?
It's going to be some sort of like, not Farmers Insurance, but American Family Insurance Park.
You talking about where they play baseball?
Yeah. Where the Brewers play.
Oh, you're talking about the Milwaukee.
Oh, that's Milwaukee. Milwaukee. I was Miller Park.
Miller Park in Milwaukee is cool because it's a drop top stadium.
What's the it's Coors Park.
Coors Park? I think it's Coors.
Or is it, what's the park in Denver?
Where the Colorado Rockies play?
Yeah. Shit. Now it's the sports ball is my game.
We suck at sports ball.
But the Brewers, where the Brewers play, that's Miller Park.
That is Miller Park. Very cool stadium.
That's gonna be named American Family Insurance Park.
They're scratching the Miller names?
Yeah, that's what the rumor is.
Coors Field is in
It's Coors Field.
Coors Field is in Colorado where the Rockies play.
All right, I got confused because Miller Coors, but it's not Miller Coors anymore.
Easy to do.
So Miller Park, no more.
Damn, really? Man, low key, man, you can go up there. You know, you see the Cubbies play up there. They got the drop top stadium, and they brunch scene up there is fantastic. It's Chicago's nicest suburb. You can get there in 90 minutes. Milwaukee, Wisconsin is all right with me, man. Yeah. All right with me. Oh, that sucks because that's where they're from, is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Damn. American Family Insurance. That's almost as bad as Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah, like there's a problem when the insurance companies have so much money to advertise. Like, I don't think that really that game is paying off for the people.
You know what blows is that they're the Milwaukee Brewers, and they played in Miller Park.
Right.
And it's kind of perfect. And, you know, their logo and shit was kind of modeled after one of the logos for Miller, like the font, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of font as the beer. So that blows.
Right? I don't really even follow any of this, but it felt like, damn.
Oh, it's good to be back, man. I mean, we went 50 minutes.
Rambling.
You know, talking about goose rumors, talking about... We dove heavy into the Metro party about all the stuff that was inside the party that wasn't party related, really. But that's what made the party so dope.
That's why we had a good time.
That's why it was so good. Yeah, everybody was there.
Yeah, nice. All right, we should get out of here. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAT. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, already mentioned that. Check that out for sexy beer photos.
Sexy as fuck.
Photos of us, you know, dressed up as whatever we put on at the Metro party.
Why'd I have that spike? Why'd I pick the spiked mask?
The website is chicagobeerpass.com. Everything gets posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. I think we're going to drink some Claire's Thirsty Ale.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So look for that review on the YouTube channel. And yeah, we'll be back next week with another episode and our report back of a new brewery Sunday. Take care.
Cheers.